This is a meeting of the, my name is Janice Lane Ewart. I am an affiliate representative of the Pacifica National Board. This is the meeting of the Personnel Committee on Wednesday, October 29th, 2014. Kim Kaufman is the secretary, and I'll ask you to call the roll, please, Kim.
Okay. Janice Lane Ewart?
Present.
Libby Brazon?
Here.
Jim Brown? Jana Coleman? Coleman?
Janet, are you muted?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Present. Yes.
Kim Kaufman is here. Jana Coburn?
Present.
Serene Roberts? Richard Uzel, Jose Luis Fuentes, Lizette King, and Hank Lamb.
Present.
Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six. We have quorum.
Okay, so I will ask if everyone has a copy of the agenda in front of them, as I also find it so that I can read it for the sake of those who are listening on the stream. And the proposed agenda is our call to order, with which we've just had our roll call. Then the third item is would be approval of the past two meeting minutes. The fourth item would be ranking experience level of applicants. The fifth item would be revision of the search process timeline, and then adjournment. Are there any amendments to the proposed agenda?
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
When was the agenda sent out?
It was sent out several times. It was sent out on August the 20th. It was sent out on August the 1st. And it was sent out when we attempted to meet. Oh, sorry. And it was also sent out on August the 20th. This would have been before that, August the 13th. I can forward it to you at this time if you are having trouble finding it.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Mothers,
you forward it to everybody. Something that
I'm sorry. I can't hear you very carefully.
Okay, sorry. So I didn't know it was an August agenda that we're talking about.
Well, we've not.
I know. I mean, I just. It's October now. So.
Well, thanks, Janet. We definitely needed to know that tonight. I can't hear. Whoever made a comment, I did not hear you. So, moving back to the point at hand, are there any amendments to the proposed agenda? Hearing no amendments, the agenda will be approved as noted. The next item are approval of the meeting minutes. Has someone joined us?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Richard.
Hi, Richard. Thank you for joining us. We've done the roll and approved the agenda. We're now ready to review the minutes, the draft minutes of August 27th, 2014, followed by the draft minutes of September 15th, 2014. Are there any amendments to the August 27th, 2014 minutes? Going once. Going twice. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the Personnel Committee meeting for August 27, 2014?
This is Hank. I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any opposition to approving the minutes of August 27, 2014? Hearing none, then those minutes are approved. Now looking at the minutes of September 15, 2014, are there any amendments to the minutes of September 15, 2014?
This is Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So I'm sorry, I think the minutes were just sent out for that, and I haven't had time to look them over. Could you give us a couple of minutes or something to do that?
They were sent out before our scheduled October 20th meeting, and then they were sent out again before today's meeting.
Oh, okay.
And, I can understand that you may not have been able to keep up
with it. I guess they were just sent out again. Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
So, do you need to have 2 or 3 minutes to...
No, I'm okay.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of September
15, 2014? It's Hank. So moved.
Thank you, Hank. Is there a second?
We don't need a second.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. I'm so used to doing that in other organizations, it's hard to remember that this is... the real rules of Robert.
I'll second it.
Any objections? Hearing none, then the minutes of September 15, 2014 are approved. The next agenda item, I'm sorry, did someone just join us?
Jim Brown.
Thank you, Jim Brown. I'm glad that I asked, and I'll just remind all of us, if you come in after the roll has been taken, it's really great to let us know so we can capture the correct attendance record as well as look forward to your participation in the meeting.
I apologize for that, and I also apologize for being late. I'm just coming from another meeting.
Thank you so much for coming. We're now at the point of talking about ranking the experience level of applicants. And I doubt that we need a great overview, but for the sake of our listening audience, I will remind us that the job description of the Pacifica Executive Director has been written in a manner that indicates areas of responsibility within the job description. Those areas of responsibility include general administration, governance, communications, human resources, finances, fundraising, programming, legal, promotion, and I may recall that the item of nonprofit management was added, though not specific to one of the various paragraphs within the executive director job description. And if I'm incorrect, I certainly would expect someone to correct me. We have had considerable conversation regarding the desire to weight each of these items from 1 to 5, 1 being low and 5 being high. Through the communication over the internet and at our September meeting, possibly, there were recommendations in the order of importance that were provided by Lydia Brazan, Hank Lamb, Janice Lane Ewart, and Janet Kay also provided subsequent to that meeting in an email address her ranking for the areas of job qualifications. Today our goal is to come to an agreement about the rankings, which ones are five and which, sorry, what are the priorities in order of ranking, noting that there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 items, and we want to come away from this meeting determining which are the most important related to the successful management of Pacifica National Foundation. And it is my impression that we will weight those that are most critical higher on the scale, five, and those that are lower on the scale would receive lesser points. I'll open the floor for discussion. And it is now 7:53. I'd like to allocate 10 minutes for discussion. I will attempt to also be a timekeeper, as it's important to get comments from those who are on this call. So at 8:07, yeah, at 8:03, at 8:05, we'll try to come to our, at least our first conclusions if possible.
This is Lucidia. Oh, sorry, I thought you were done.
I was just going to say, does someone want to be on the stack?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
And then yeah, Janet Kay, sorry.
Okay, and then Janet Kay.
Just as a comment, as I was trying to come up with those priorities, I had to edit myself because there were things that I wanted to add to the list that I realized were more appropriate for the question in terms of things like experience turning an organization around, that sort of thing. So just as a point of reference, we still have the questions to go through. So some of the things that may not be necessarily fit into these categories can easily fit into the questions that we will be developing later. That was all.
Thank you, Janet. Excuse me. Thank you, Lydia. Good point. I'll make a reference to come back to that. Janet Kay.
Okay, so I just want to talk about some of the items that I put before others.
I'm sorry, it may be helpful for those listening on the stream if you're going to read those aloud. Janet Kay, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Okay. So I put nonprofit management first. I mean, that's basically what the job is, what the entity that the executive director would be managing. Fundraising, we next. We've all pretty much agreed that that's a very important thing that has to happen, and the ED doing that would be an important thing as a leadership role. Human resources, I put that next, because the ED is the most senior manager, and all of the staff reports to the ED. So the knowledge of human resources would be pretty important. I mean, that's why I put a third. Finances, ED plays a major role in kind of weighing the what money is spent on, and with working with the CFO, but still plays a major role. Legal, much of what comes up or what needs to be considered is what is legal or what is not, and Pacifica has gotten into problems when we haven't considered legal issues. Communication is next on my, this is my list, because the senior management needs to communicate with the PNB, with the LSDs, with the listeners, so that everybody knows what is going on. And without communication, there have been issues with when it comes to that. People just don't know what's going on. And it needs to be two ways as well. Promotion, yes, it would be next in my opinion. So Pacifica Radio needs to be promoted everywhere. We need to grow it. And then governance, which some people have listed higher, the executive director is not part of governance. The role is management. But it is important that the ED understands governance and knows how to interact with that entity. Programming, I would put next to the last, actually. It's my understanding that general managers are basically that programming is under their aegis. That can be kind of controversial in terms of whether the ED would or wouldn't have an impact on programming. And then finally, general administration, which to me is kind of a given. So why, I would assume that that's something that a candidate would come to us with. I'm done.
Thank you. Is there anyone else for the stack? If not, I'd like to actually make go ahead.
Yeah, this is Lydia. I would like to see that general administration less managerial. Not everybody has management skills.
I'll make a note of that. If there's not a burning person at this point, I wanted to make a suggestion that actually may get us through this and allow us to go through a couple of other things tonight. It's obvious from the observations that Janet, Hank, Jose Luis, myself, and Lydia Berzon have provided. Oh, and let me step back. I don't have this from Jose Luis. That there's some general agreement about the items that are at the top of the list, A, B, C, D, E. We've ordered them slightly differently with a except there are a couple that agree what are the top items. It's occurred to me while Janet Kay was speaking that we might be able to resolve this by recognizing that there are 10 areas of the job qualifications that we've identified thus far, taking into account some of the things that Lydia was alluding to earlier, the years of experience I'm expecting will be certainly one of the measures that we'll look at, and there are others that I don't want to presuppose what they would be. However, I'm sure that even based on the questions that we asked at last year's candidates, that there'll be others. We may be able to resolve this if we could look at, if I could name each item and we determine what the points would be. So, for example, many of us have noted that nonprofit management is critical, and I believe we might come to an agreement that nonprofit management would rank at 5 points as being a critical item and would be at the top of our list.
This is Kim.
I agree.
Okay. Kim, do you want to interject something before we continue?
Yes, I don't personally think any of this is necessary. I think you just list them and you grade them 1 through 5. You know, do they have nonprofit management or not? Is it on a 1 level or a 5 level? And then you can just add those up and see who has the most
you know, of that. I don't think that waiting them in this way is that, I don't know. I don't understand the point of it.
Okay.
I also just want to add, relative to these things of fundraising, programming, promotion, legal, human resources, you know, you're talking about five different professions here. And I don't think, you know, yes, it would be not nice for somebody to have a working knowledge of how to deal with lawyers, but we're not hiring her as our legal counsel. We're not hiring this person as a human resources manager, because that is a whole different level of expertise that we're not hiring that person. So, if somebody has nonprofit management, they have a working relationship with knowing that having professional human resources is important, but I wouldn't expect them to be that HR person or to act as that person, for example. So I don't know where to put my concerns within all of this stuff, but that's basically my concerns.
Jose Luis Fuentes
is on the phone and I'm muting.
Thank you, Jose Luis. It's 8:04, so we've spent minutes on this. Kim, if I could just quickly respond to what you've noted.
When you get a chance, Richard wants to ask a question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Richard. I thought I heard a male voice ask to be next on the stack, but I couldn't identify because you were speaking a little low. I certainly can wait. Okay, then, Richard. Then Lydia, and then I'd like to place
Janet Kay. I had asked to be on the stack too.
Oh, excuse me. So let me say this again, and if if the order is not as you had imagined, I'll ask you to bear with me. Richard, Lydia, Janet Kay, and then myself. And I'll ask us to please be mindful and try to keep our comments to 90 seconds.
If you will, add Hank to the end of that.
Okay, Hank, got you.
Thank you.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
I just had a question. I can't get into my computer now. It's not working right. But I've read those different lists, and I remember them. We're talking about the same items, basically. We're just now discussing how to order them. Is that right?
Order of importance as you, so that you have a sense of reading the materials and everyone has the same ability to read them and understand at the close of this meeting that our top priorities for a candidate are A, B, C, and D. There's less priority for E, F, and G. And even lower in our terms of priorities are H, I, and J. Does that answer your question?
But we're all talking about the same items. We're just talking now about how to order them. Is that correct?
How to order them in terms of priority for the successful reading of a candidate. Yes, thank you. Lydia, you're next.
Yes, I just wanted to say, number one, I'm driving also, so I can't read the list, although I agreed with the order that Janet Kay put out, and I'd like to see that as a motion that we can amend. But nevertheless, in response to what Kim had said, I took the list to be kind of a shorthand. I don't expect to hire a lawyer or an HR specialist. I took it as having certain capabilities within that realm. For example, when you're talking about legal, it's just, you know, if they've been, for example, if they've managed a nonprofit, then there are probably issues that have come up that would trigger
them knowing when to call a lawyer and when to, you know, XYZ, that sort of thing. Same thing with HR. If they had been in a managerial position, then they have to have had some working knowledge of HR norms. So that was just my take on it, but I support the order that Janet Kay had, and I think that in terms of weighting them, there are certain things that, because of our particular situation right now with Pacifica, have to take into consideration the weighting and, how to weight particular items. So I do kind of favor it. I haven't worked with this weighting system for this process, this part of a process. In the past, it's usually done, at the end or whatever. But I'm very open to exploring it, and I would favor using that process. So,
thank you, Janet Kay. You're next.
Yes, sorry, I was on mute. So it's my understanding that these job qualifications match the job description that was put out, and that's why we came up with
correct.
This. Also addressing the weighting system. If they are not weighted, as Kim suggests, that could mean that somebody who is given a 5, let's say, on a scale of 1 to 5, on the bottom, say the bottom 5-ish items, and then a 1 on the top 5 would get the same score, basically, as somebody who gets a 5 on the top 5 and a 1 on the bottom 5. And I don't think that, that's partly what weighting will help with. So I support some form of weighting to different items, and maybe the first 5 or 6 be weighted 5. I'm just making it up right now, but and then the next 3 be weighted another 3, and then the bottom 2 weighted 1, whatever. Going that idea. I'm done.
Thank you. Hank, you want to go next, and I'll follow you.
Okay. I'm kind of torn between this system and the system that that Kim proposed, in that the system Kim proposes gives each individual a little more leeway in how they want to rank a person's skills. However, it does also leave the possibility that someone could get all ones on nonprofit administration and 5s and legal, and that would offset the weight of that resume. Move them higher in the stack when obviously they needed the nonprofit administration skills worse than they needed the legal skills. So that's kind of my concern. I agree that each person probably needs some leeway in their scoring, but each of us, that is, and but I also am worried that we ensure that certain skills, as you're saying, are way more than others. Like maybe make some of them a 1 to 5 scale, with 5 being the best. Some of them a 1 to 3 scale, and some of them just a 1 or a 1 if they have it. Have some of it.
Great. Thank you so much for that. I am going to speak in favor of a weighting system, and I believe that it's useful for the entire team because it gives us some commonality in which we are reviewing the materials. We have all been involved to the extent that I sincerely believe, recognize the most critical elements needed to move the organization forward. For example, I also agree with Lydia and Janet Kay that nonprofit management ranks high on my list as number one, as does Hank. Myself and Hank recognize fundraising as being the second most important item, whereas Lydia has that third, Janet has that sixth. So that's a bit of a jump between those two.
No, fundraising second. I have that as second.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking at what was on the job description. Excuse me. That's correct. So what I think might be helpful at this juncture, there are 10 items. If I read them aloud, we could quickly say, I think, this is a critical skill, and those candidates who exhibit qualifications in this area would get a 5. And then there was the suggestion that there'd be a second tier where the qualifications would be weighted as a 3, 2, or 1. Let's see.
Janet K, point of order.
Yes, Janet K.
So I heard Lydia move that the order that I had submitted be considered. And I think that the weighting, W-A-E-I-G-H-T, would come after we determine the order.
Janet Kay, I didn't hear her make a motion, but that's quite possible that my listening skills are not as sharp as yours. So I apologize for that. I believe... And so, I'm sorry, Lydia, did you make a motion to...
Yes, I'm sorry, I nuanced my words, but that was the intent, yes.
Okay, then let me, for those
and
who weren't aware...
Open for amendments, but, you know.
Okay, yes. For those who weren't aware that was a motion, let me please help us move along by saying this is the order... that Janet Kay and Lydia are proposing, which may or may not result in a second or a friendly amendment. So at the top of the list is nonprofit management, followed by fundraising, followed by human resources, followed by finances, legal, communication, promotion, governance, programming, and general administration. Upon hearing that list, is there a second?
Point of order. I don't think you need a second in committee.
And what was the last one?
The last one in that list is general administration.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
And that is that. I don't know whether this is now still part of the vote to make that the order. Is that the order in which we're voting?
That is the motion that is on the floor.
Okay, because I would have to. I think it almost should be reversed. So I would have to vote against it. I don't think it's a sensible order at all.
Okay. Thank you so much, Janet Coleman.
Richard, question?
Yes, Richard.
Those, what are the 10 items? Are those
yes.
The 10 items that everybody has and y'all are just talking about the order of them?
It is the 10 items that exists within the job description.
Okay.
When you say, does everybody have them, I think I don't know if you're referring to the candidates or to us. But they are the 10 items.
No, not the candidates. We're working off the process.
Yeah, we're working off the same list.
And I don't have access to my computer, so I can't look at those. I've looked at them, but it's been a while.
Okay. So given that Janet Coleman has offered her opinion that she is not for that order, that excuse me if I'm wrong, Janet Gay, that suggests that there needs to be an additional change to what we are going to consider, or better known as a friendly amendment. And Janet Coleman raised this point, and I know Jose Luis is also on this call. Janet Coleman, do you have a different preference that you can bring forward?
Yes, I would, yes, and it would be simple. I mean, I wouldn't have to do it backwards to forwards, but I would have communications be the first topic, the first consideration of all. That's our business, and that's what they should, they are a spokesman for this organization. That should be their area of expertise. They shouldn't just be some straw man who knows how to raise money or whatever. They have to really be the spokesperson for the, for Pacifica.
Okay.
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes, Janet Kay.
So, does that mean, because in my list, communication is the sixth item, so you would move communication to the first item, and then everything else down from that? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. I thought the next to the last item on the list really struck me as important, and but I've forgotten it already. I just think communication should be the first, and
the others are also important.
The
last thing was programming.
Last thing was program. No, I think they're also important, you know.
Sorry, Richard, it's hard to hear when more than one person is talking. So just to clarify.
I was in the middle of my point of information.
I'm sorry, Janet Kay. It's challenging to manage.
Yes. So I would Janet Coleman send her list, a revised list, to the committee.
To do what with? You want me to read it?
Send the entire
I can't
list
do anything right now. I barely can listen. I can't do any physical activity.
So let me try to facilitate this a little more so that we can come to have a bit more discussion, but have some come to some conclusion.
Yeah.
Based on what Janet Coleman has indicated and following Janet Kay's comments, the order would potentially be as follows. Communications, nonprofit management, fundraising, human resources, finances, legal, promotion, governance, programming, and general administration.
That seems like Albert Einstein should apply.
If there is need to absorb that for another 30 seconds, I can read it again. If there are any additional comments or comments that are far afield from this ordering, it'd be great to hear from you now.
Hello. This is Jim Brown. Could you just read it once more, please? Because I don't have
Absolutely.
It listed.
Absolutely. Yep.
Thank you so much.
So, certainly. So let's absorb this, and I'll say it slowly. Communications, nonprofit management, fundraising, human resources, finances, legal, promotion, governance, programming, general administration.
Janet Kay, point of order. And this is Lydia.
Janet Coleman for the list. For the
okay,
stat.
Janet Kay, Lydia, and then Janet Coleman.
So it's my understanding that what you just read is Janet Coleman's amendment or substitution for the list that was the main motion, Lydia's main motion, and that we would be voting on, for whatever, if it comes to the voting on the amendment, and then if that does not, if that fails, then we would vote on the main motion, and depending on whatever, but first the amendment than the main motion.
Correct. That is, I will accept your knowledge of Robert's Rules of Order as being thusly so. Janet Coleman, were you next?
Oh, yes. I was just thinking, of course, I was entertaining yet another change, and that would be to above human resources, to put finances, and then I could live with the whole rest of it. But I think what's really important should be at least in the top five.
At this juncture, human resources and finances are in the top five.
Oh, okay, then. Okay.
Okay, and Lydia, I believe I heard you ask the
I just wanted to clarify that the amendment was to move communications to the number one spot.
That's correct.
The amendment. Okay.
That's the amendment. So can we call a vote on the amendment to the motion? So the amendment to the motion is that we would accept the following order of ranking for the job qualifications of Executive Director of Pacifica National Foundation: communications, nonprofit management, fundraising, human resources, finances, legal, promotion, governance, programming, and general administration. Any objections to the amendment to the motion?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, there is an objection. I believe I heard Janet Kay, and I didn't recognize the other voice.
Lydia.
Okay.
And
Lydia.
Hank.
And Hank.
Thank you.
So when there's an objection to the amendment, we have to take a vote on the amendment to the motion and then vote on a motion.
This is Richard.
Correct?
May I ask you a question?
Yes, if I could just for a second make sure that I am at the point of following the Roberts rules. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, Richard.
It would seem to me like one of the first things that we would ask these people is how they fit with our mission. Do they understand it? Do they believe in it? Because you're hiring somebody to lead the organization, and if they're not tight with the mission, seem like they're not going to be a good fit, even if they are able to do good. X, Y, and Z. Do we not ask anything in there about their adherence to our mission?
We do not ask that in their written materials, Richard. That's certainly one of the questions that would be most likely to be included in the set of questions for candidates. That is not part of the ordering of the job qualifications that exist within the executive director's job description. And your point's well taken. However, I believe that that comes later in the process.
Okay.
Thank you. So, Kim, would you please call the roll on the amendment to the motion, noting that Janet Kay, Lydia, and Hank are against the amendment.
This is Kim. I'd rather take a vote than just that, okay, on the roll, because I want to abstain. So,
Then I'm at a bit of a quagmire. I don't understand how we will know if this amendment to the motion is going to fail if we do not take a vote.
No, that's what I'm saying. I want to take a vote.
So that's what I'm asking you to do.
Oh, okay. Okay. Jim Brown.
J- Jim Brown, we are voting on the amendment to the motion. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, I was muted. I vote no on the amendment.
Okay. Ludie Brezon.
No.
Deanna Coleman.
Yes to communications for the ED.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Kim is going to abstain. Deanna Coburn.
No.
Hank Lamb.
No.
Richard Dizell.
Is there anybody else for me? Can I pass, or do I have to?
I'm gonna no. Janet Swain Newbert is next.
Let me pass from you.
Okay. Janet Swain Newbert.
No.
All right, Richard.
Okay, I'll abstain. Thank you.
Okay, so that is two yes, five no, and two abstentions.
Okay, so the amendment to the motion does not pass. We now return to the main motion, which is to lead with nonprofit management, fundraising, human resources, finances, legal, communication, promotion, governance, programming, and general administration. Any objections to the main motion?
Yes, this is Kim. I'm going to abstain.
Okay, with an abstention, then we're required to call the roll for the main motion. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Yeah. Hang on. Okay. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Ludie Brezon.
Yes. Yes.
Deanna Coleman.
I abstain.
Oh, wait a minute. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman abstains. Deanna Coburn.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
And Richard Dizell. Oh, Richard Dizell, and then Janice Lane Ewart.
I'll abstain.
Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Okay. Six yes, and three abstentions.
So the main motion passes. So for the purpose of the minutes, the job qualifications ranking are as follows: nonprofit management, fundraising, human resources, finances, legal, communication, promotion, governance, programming, and general administration. We started this meeting also in discussion regarding the ranking and the 1 to 5 system, 5 being a clear indication that a candidate exemplifies the highest, would receive the highest number of points if he or she demonstrates high or strong qualifications in nonprofit management, similarly with fundraising, similarly with human resources. The question now that we want to resolve is if there is a gradation in the 10 items that are noted, such that someone who receives 5 points in general administration, which currently is at the end of the list, would not be confused with someone who receives 5 points in the top of the list for nonprofit management. And while I have suggestions as to how we might do this, I believe it's important to open the floor for the committee to provide some input. And let's give this, again, 12 minutes. It's 8:32. Let's take this to, 10:40, 8:50.
Janice?
Yes, Janice?
So I move that the top six be ranked with a weight of 5.
Okay. Point of order.
Could you read those aloud, please, so that those who don't have access to the information know what the top
point of order. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Sorry. Yes.
This is about how we ordered this thing. Rather than jump right in and make a motion right now, can we talk about this a bit before we make motions?
Janice, are you willing to?
I'm sure we can talk about it, but why not talk about it as a motion?
We could do that, Janice, but I do have to say that once a motion is, and forgive me for interrupting you, once a motion is put on the floor, the level of discussion changes. And
okay, but I still would like to make a motion. Have this be a motion. I mean, we're 25 minutes before the meeting is going to be adjourned. So, in any case, so may I proceed with my motion?
You have every right to do so, Janice Kay.
Okay. So my motion is to weight the top six, which are nonprofit management, fundraising, human resources, finances, legal, and communication, weighted 5. Then the next two, which are promotion, government, be weighted 3. And then the last two, programming and general administration, be weighted 1.
We don't need a second in committee.
Point of information.
Yes, Kim.
Can Jana Coburn please send that to me in writing?
Yes, I will in a moment.
Thanks.
Thank you. Discussion. Oh, that's right. I remember this now. This is where two people can speak for and two people can speak against.
No, that's only for agenda setting.
Okay, Kim. I have to say I enjoyed saying it. Excuse me. It must be the Halloween candy that's talking. Discussion, Richard, I believe you had a desire for some discussion and are there others who would like to speak to the motion as presented?
Yeah, Hank.
Hank?
Well, I think since they're literally not involved in governance, I think that should be a 1 point. They're responsive to governance, not responsible for governance.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Then I will say, Hank, I have I don't agree with you in terms of governance. I know that they are not responsible for it. However, the nuances that take place at the board level suggest to me that the candidate does have to have a fairly good grasp of governance processes and policies, and that I believe it does grant more than 1 point. I would see it as being worthy of 3 points.
Can I ask why they would need the skills of governance?
It is not part of their day-to-day job. I would say, in my observance of the work that happens within the stations, for which the executive director has to provide some decision-making process to assist general managers, and in the course of board meetings, there are many occasions at which the elements of governance are critical to the movement or not movement of a topic. And I know that the executive director does not chair the board meetings. However, knowing and having the knowledge and the skill sets to manage and maneuver through that process, I believe, is important to the success of the organization moving forward.
But the executive director in no way moves a board meeting.
I realize that. However, they do provide comments. They do make points of information and points of order that in some ways can change the course of a vote in terms of comments. And part of that is knowing the system and knowing the areas of governance well enough that he or she can put forth cogent comments or arguments that could potentially change the nature of a vote.
Richard to the stack.
Yes, Richard.
I understand the concern that something that various people think are less important than that there are things that are more important, et cetera. And I'm wondering why we couldn't have, rather than consider all 10 of these things in one category, what if we had a primary list and a secondary list, and the in those different lists, you know, maybe the top six as the primary and the bottom four as the secondary, and let them then all be 1 to 5, and then when you're getting X number, say if you're getting if you're getting an 8 from the secondary list and a 15 from the primary list, you might have a better understanding, because if you just have things broken up and all coming together in one addition pool, you might get to the most for each one of the bottom four, and only get ones on the top if they're all smushed together into one thing. What would it look like if we divided it into a primary category and a secondary category? Primary being the most important.
I like that.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Hank. Janet Kay.
Yes, so, Richard, the idea of, I mean, it sounds like you're saying primary and secondary, and I'm talking about, my motion was to have 3 different levels, and each, let's say the top 6, which would be rated higher than the others, also everybody would be given a ranking of 1 to 5. So it's really a multiplier. So whatever the ranking is, it would be times 5. The ranking of 1 to 5. The next 2, whatever ranking 1 to 5 would be times 3, and et cetera. So what I'm hearing is that you're suggesting just 2 levels, and I'm suggesting 3. Done.
Well, I'm suggesting, if I may, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yes, please, Richard.
I'm suggesting that this is getting complicated. I mean, you're saying, well, then this is a 5 and 0.27. And, you know, you almost have to get a math degree to fill out the damn form. I think we ought to make it simple, but at the same time, get us information that we need.
Thank you, Richard. There are at least two people on this committee that served last year, and I will speak up and say that the advantage of having a ranked system where there's gradations, there's categories that are given higher points than others, is to really provide an opportunity to come away with candidates who through their resume and or their writing have clearly indicated that they have stronger qualifications than others. And if we choose not to do a rank system, then the gradations become much more blurred. There tends to be a less delineation between the top and the bottom. And that has, in my experience here and in other situations, really comes to light when you then invite a candidate for a verbal interview and that person has gotten high scores at items that are on the bottom of the list, and it clearly shows when you speak with them that they are not at all in the same areas of expertise as those who received higher scores in the items that had higher rankings. So it really does help to set a seashell, so to speak. You first walk out into the ocean, you don't drop so far, and if you're not a great swimmer, you're okay. You go a few more feet, you have to have greater skills to be able to manage ocean water. And then when you go about 4 or 5 more feet out, it drops drastically, and you have to have skill sets to, wade through Pacifica National Network, to use an analogy. And so I am in favor of wading, and while it sounds complicated while we're talking about it, the instructions that will be provided on SurveyMonkey will be very clear, so you don't need a calculator. It will tell you in this area you are asked to rank this person's qualifications from 1, 2, or 3. And the next category, you are ranking them from 5 and 4, based on the motion that Janet has proposed. There are 6 items that could have a possible 5-point tops. There's the next category that would, there are 3 items at which you'd still be voting 5-1, but those would only be weighted as 3 points when they're finally tallied. So 3 items times 5 is different than 5 items times 5. Are you guys tracking? Did this call just get dropped? Or is everyone on mute?
No.
Okay. Then
I'm here.
Okay. So if there's not additional discussion and there is a motion on the floor, and we are coming close to our end time, I'd like to call the vote for the motion. And let me reiterate it, and if Kim, you've received it via email, can you read it aloud?
I'm sorry, this is Janet Kaye. I was bounced off the call a number of times, so I missed the last.
Okay, I just asked that we call a vote on the motion, and that if you have sent it to Kim, that's great. Now that you're back, if you could read the motion, we'll call a vote on the motion.
Okay, give me a second. Yes, I did send it. I sent it to everyone on the committee, I believe.
Okay.
Okay. So, motion regarding waiting, W-E-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, for ED job qualifications. Of the 10 qualifications, see below, which was the order of importance of the qualifications, move that the top 6 be weighted 5, next 2 be weighted 3, bottom 2 be weighted 1.
Question. Okay. Question.
Yes, Richard.
How can you rate something 1? I mean, that just.
So what this means, Richard?
Not rated, it's weighted.
Weighted.
Right. How can you weigh it? How can you weight something 1? I mean, there's no variability there. If 1 is 1, or what would just be 1? It's kind of like a binary thing, 1 and 0 or something.
No, Richard, if I'm... Janet, do you want to explain this or can I?
Digitalist.
Well...
It means that the... Sorry. Go ahead, Janet.
Why don't you do it? Because I think your idea is a little different from mine, but I accept your proposal in terms of rating and all that.
So what it means, Richard, is that the categories that are at the two categories that are at the bottom of the list are programming and general administration. For within those, with that group, someone who has qualifications in either of those activities, even humongous qualifications, they're really great in those, they could be given a 5. However, that 5 is equivalent to 5 times 1, so the most they could get in that area would be 5, as opposed to the top category, where someone may get a 5 in nonprofit management, maybe they're going to get a 4 in fundraising, and so on for those 6 categories. When those are added up, you're adding nonprofit management, they're getting a 5, but it's weighted by 5, so that's 25 points. Same thing for fundraising. Maybe they're not as great, but it's in the top category, so they've got a 3, and that's 3 times 5, that's 15. So it allows you to give greater points to candidates who have greater qualifications. I can understand how it may not be as crystal clear at this point, Richard, or that you may not agree with it. However, once we finalize this and get the materials out to everyone, and when the results come back in and we share them across the committee, I believe you will then have a clearer picture as to why this is a useful process when we are vetting some 22 candidates. So it is 8:51. We're slated to end this call in 9 minutes. Could we please call the roll on the proposed motion? And is the Madam Secretary still with us on this call? Kim, are you here?
Sorry, I was on mute. Kim Brown?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Jana Colvin?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Kim Kaufman votes no. Jana Colvin?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
No.
And Janice St. Ewart?
Yes.
6-3.
So the motion passes. We have eight minutes remaining on the call. The next agenda item is... I'm scrolling through this. The revision of the search process timeline. It's quite obvious that in 8 minutes it's unlikely that we will get through that. And Frank, from my perspective, I am imagining that the report out to the board tomorrow may also result in some additional conversation along this line. I'm particularly wanting to bring up the motion that was made at the last meeting regarding a freeze on hiring, and would want to have a clear understanding of the standing of, sorry, and this is just me talking, so I'll try to shorten it up. Before going through another process of suggesting a revision of a timeline for the search, I'm taking for granted that the motion made at the last meeting is still standing until the full board determines otherwise.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Do we have a next meeting scheduled? Is that part of the agenda?
We meet the third Monday of each month, so let me pull up the calendar and tell you when that would be, unless we are going to work towards a special meeting. That would be November 17th. I'd like to recommend that following what additional, if there's additional information at the PNB meeting tomorrow night, that we strongly consider a special meeting if, in fact, this process is moving ahead. And we can do that now, or I can send out a meeting wizard tonight with dates that are open on the Pacifica calendar within the week of November 3rd or 10th.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I would appreciate the meeting wizards because I'm driving, so I can't check my calendar or anything right now.
Let me find out if there's a general sense that our regular meeting date on November 17th and an additional meeting prior to that date would be in order if we learn that there is no freeze on the hiring of an executive director.
Yes.
Yes. Is there anyone against that plan of action? Hearing no dissension, then I will work to schedule an additional meeting before November 17th. I will send a meeting wizard out now with forward movement if we are informed that we are, in fact, moving ahead with this process. And I would like to recommend that we adjourn.
Good.
Hi. Okay. This has been a different kind of meeting. Thank you so much for your fabulous participation and for the clarity and the respect in which we've treated everyone. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.